Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
2010 was a sad year for some because it saw the Violet Crumble bags leave our supermarket shelves. They were no longer going to be in production. So this is the bite-sized Violet Crumbles in a bag.
You mean the little square ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can get Violet Crumble chocolate bars, but...
But not the little bite-sized ones.
Yeah, they came in like a packet and tiny little Violet Crumble
squares.
You
always got them in your lolly bags at the end of a party.
Yes!
And about 10 years ago, that ceased to exist and everyone was quite devastated. However, they're back, baby!
Wow.
The CEO of Phil Sims, sorry, Robert Menz, his name's Phil Sims.
Yep.
He has come out to say there's been huge consumer demand for the return of the Violet Crumble bag since it was withdrawn nearly a decade ago, so we're thrilled to be able to bring this format back.
That's fantastic.
I don't know where he's coming from, though. I don't know where all these people who have been demanding it come back are coming from, because I much prefer a crunchy.
Oh, whoa.
I know it's a bit cool to make.
Whoa.
But the crunchy, it just dissolves in your mouth. Like,
I'd go as far to say that's un-Australian.
You stick your tongue on the honeycomb bit and it just dissolves, and then you've just got a shell of chocolate to eat.
Because I've always associated the Violet Crumble, like that's our Vegemite, do you know what I mean? Like the Violet Crumble is the Aussie version of the honeycomb covered in chocolate treat.
Well, yeah, but there's no American version of Vegemite, so you don't really have a choice. You've got to go with Vegemite.
Touché.
No, but okay, this is why I think you're wrong. Like, this is why I think the Violet Crumble is the superior honeycomb treat.
Hmm.
It's flakiness. Because, you know, crunchies are nice and stuff. Don't get me wrong. If I get like a packet of Cadbury Favourites or whatever, I'm going to eat the crunchies.
Yeah.
But if I had the choice between crunchy and Violet Crumble, I'd go Violet Crumble every time, because as you bite into the Violet Crumble, it kind of shatters in your mouth into all these delicious honeycomb pieces.
I prefer the dissolve on your tongue and it kind of just bubbles away.
You know what? Forget the federal election. Mm. This is the real... This is the real issue we need Australia to vote on.
This is the real vote that counts.
Yeah. You know what? We'll put it out. 13, 12, 16. What is the superior honeycomb chocolate bar? Is it the crunchy or is it the Violet Crumble? Like, real quick, snap poll, Townsville.
And take,
what do you prefer?
Take the whole thing out of it that Violet Crumble's made in Australia and you want to be loyal. We don't want loyalty. We just want taste.
Taste, okay.
Which
taste
do you
alone.
Prefer, crunchy or Violet Crumble on taste alone?
It's the honeycomb election. 13, 12, 16. Helen's here. What's your vote, Hel?
I go for the Violet Crumble because the crunchy is like someone's already chewed it up, stuck it in the bowl, and then they put the chocolate around it and sold it again.
So you're trying to tell me that I like to eat regurgitated food?
Well, look, you're nuts anyway, so I don't know what you like.
That's how they make it. They've actually got a team of dogs that eat, you know, the honeycomb and then comes out and it's crunchy.
That's kind of gross.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Tom.
Tom, what's your vote, mate?
Crunchy, mate.
Yes, why? Crunchy all the way.
Why the crunchy?
Oh, that's better. I like the honeycomb.
Yeah,
The dissolving honeycomb is a win.
The crunchy's a lot more golden, isn't it, the honeycomb?
I think it's a lot faker, to tell you the truth.
Probably. I find the honeycomb in the Violet Crumbles, it's more of a yellowy colour, where you get a golden one in the crunchy, but I don't know how that affects taste. But 13, 12, 16, who's this and what's your vote?
My name's Skye and I vote for crunchy, hands down, because... Crunchies actually dissolve, whereas Violet Crumble don't, and you just end up with it like sucking teeth and it's just gross.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. And yeah, it can really get in there into those gaps.
Yeah. All right. Well, to the tally room. Wouldn't it be good if we could cross to someone at this point? No.
We don't have those.
No
kind
one to
of
cross
people.
To. No correspondence.
No one cares, Emma.
All right. So what's that? Two for Crunchy.
Yep.
One for Violet Crumble.
Do you know what that means? The crunchy is the winner, so the Violet Crumble may as well just disappear off the shelves again.
Yeah, to be honest, you know what? Give me any chocolate bar. Look at me. I'm not going to say no. We're all winners.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.